Tom, congratulations on another half century, but what a frustrating day. It must be very difficult to try and get your mind around what you're doing when you're off the pitch and on the pitch so many times.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of hard to try to find your rhythm, and I guess that's the pleasing thing that me and Clarkie managed to, you know, when we came off and then went back, we, you know, managed to keep building the partnership, and, you know, it's easy in that situation to lose focus and maybe lose a few wickets, but, you know, we managed to keep building the partnership and in a reasonably strong position.
I think there was you edged one towards the slip cordon or towards the keeper, it was anyway, first slipping the keeper when you were on about 40, and just after that the umpires took you off just before 2 o'clock. Was it difficult to see the ball then or not?
I guess the you know, the lights had taken over a little bit, and there were shadows starting to appear, and I suppose that's a good sign that the you know, the natural light is you know, being overtaken by the lights. So obviously it's up to the umpires to make that decision, and I guess it was probably the right call.
Yeah. Interestingly, different umpires have different perceptions on this. I think last week Neil Bainton and Mike Burns had you on in conditions that were perhaps a tad worse, and Durham have played in darker this year, but down to the umpires to decide if they feel it's dangerous, they bring you off. And it's not just about seeing the ball as batsmen, it's about the fielders picking the ball up against the dark background of the trees and things like that.
Yeah, it is, and I guess today it was reasonably gloomy out there, and I guess they made the, you know, got a couple of experienced umpires out there and one that does international stuff, so you know, they made the decision, and you know, we've got to go with that.
I think your partnership's now going to spread over 3 days and about five sessions with Graham Clark.
Yeah, obviously it's as you said, it was a frustrating day, and one that we, you know, possibly could have been in a better position, you know, if there was more cricket. But I suppose we've done the hard yards to get ourselves back in the game after, you know, being in a little bit of trouble, you know, day one and especially in the morning of day two. So, you know, we've managed to wrestle back and be in a good position. And whatever happens tomorrow, hopefully we can, you know, maybe there might be a result. We have to wait and see.
You've both had a bit of luck. Sam Billings is off the pitch with a migraine. He's been missing for about 2 days now, the Kent wicketkeeper. So I think it was Daniel Bell-Drummond who was filling in for him when he dropped you. And then Joe Denley took the gloves from him, and he dropped Graham Clark when he was on about 24-25. So there's been elements of luck there.
Yeah, Clarky wasn't dropped. It actually came off his backup. So, but again, that's cricket. You know, yeah, certainly won't be the last one that's, you know, dropped off me or players in the future. So it's one of those things, you've got to ride your luck through an innings, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, ride that luck and kick on tomorrow.
You're in a decent position. You've got a lead of, I think, 158, but we've lost now more than a day's play in this game. But there's still a chance to create a situation on the final day, weather permitting, where you can still get a result.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one here at the Riverside, because, you know, we've seen on, you know, last couple of days that things can happen so quickly out here. And I guess it's, again, when we get here tomorrow morning, it's about starting again and building on that partnership. And, you know, I don't think we can look too far ahead. It's about, you know, looking to that first hour and then through that first session, and then, you know, hopefully we can make some decisions what we want to do. But I guess the biggest thing, as soon as you know, get ahead of yourself, that's when things can happen pretty quickly. So, you know, same thing for us tomorrow morning. We've got to start again, and then maybe later in the day we can make some plays from there.